And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 26th of January, 2025. It's the birthday of Benjamin Lay, born on this day in 1682. Benjamin Lay was a Quaker who was a vegetarian and a radical abolitionist. He was one of the first white people to call for the end of slavery in the United States. His vegetarianism and his anti-slavery activism were a key part of his spiritual beliefs. In 1718, Lay moved to the British colony of Barbados while working as a merchant. His shock at the brutal treatment of enslaved people in Barbados led Lay to develop lifelong abolitionist principles. Lay subsequently moved to the province of Pennsylvania in British North America. Operating a small farm which produced fruit and flax, he refused to consume any product made from slave labor and lived a frugal vegetarian lifestyle. A hunchback with a protruding chest, Lay was roughly 4 feet tall. He was a prolific writer, publishing books and pamphlets which advocated for the abolition of slavery. His 1737 book, All Slave Keepers That Keep the Innocent in Bondage, Apostates, was one of the first abolitionist works published in the 13 colonies. Lay opposed the death penalty and believed that men and women are equal in the eyes of God. He refused to ride in carriages pulled by horses. He didn't wear wool or leather and instead made his own clothes from flax. Today is also the birthday of Angela Davis, born on this day in 1944. Angela Davis is a vegan American political activist, author, and academic who has drawn attention to the connection between the oppression of animals and the oppression of people. Davis is known for her work on race, feminism, LGBTQ+ rights, and prison abolition. She was one of the founders of Critical Resistance, a grassroots organization that works to abolish the prison system. Davis has said that she believes there is a connection between how people treat animals and how they treat people who are marginalized. She has also said that the abuse of animals is a direct result of global capitalism, which prioritizes profit over everything else. Davis has brought attention to the fact that we must constantly unlearn our oppressive social conditionings, including the way we view other animals. Angela Davis, who said, "Most people don't think about the fact that they're eating animals. When they're eating a steak or they're eating chicken, they don't think about the tremendous suffering that those animals endure simply to become food products, to be consumed by human beings." The publication of If Nietzsche Were a Narwhal, What Animal Intelligence Reveals About Human Stupidity by Justin Gregg was on this day in 2023. If Nietzsche Were a Narwhal overturns everything we thought we knew about human intelligence and asks the question, would humans be better off as narwhals or some other less brainy species? There's a good argument to be made that humans might be a less successful animal species precisely because of our amazing intelligence. All our unique gifts like language, math, and science do not make us more successful, evolutionarily speaking, than other species. Our intelligence allowed us to split the atom, but we've harnessed that knowledge to make machines of war. Is our intelligence more of a curse than a gift? As scientist Justin Gregg persuasively argues, there's an evolutionary reason why human intelligence isn't more prevalent in the animal kingdom. Simply put, non-human animals don't need it to be successful. And miraculously, their success arrives without the added baggage of destroying themselves and the planet in the process. And here's a reading from the 38th chapter of the book of Job. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. God said, "Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Who gives the ibis wisdom or gives the rooster understanding? Who provides food for the raven when her young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food? Do you know when the mountain goats give birth? Do you watch when the doe bears her fawn? Do you count the months till they bear? Do you know the time they give birth? They crouch down and bring forth their young. Their labor pains are ended. Their young thrive and grow strong in the wilds. They leave and do not return. Does the hawk take flight by your wisdom and spread his wings toward the south? Does the eagle soar at your command and build her nest on high? She dwells on a cliff and stays there at night. A rocky crag is her stronghold. A reading from the book of Job, chapter 38. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that we must constantly unlearn our oppressive social conditionings.